Shlomo with the Ktzois. If we have time in the end, we'll go back to the Ktzois. Shlomo is in the first Gemara fight. Omar Shmuel. Ein shomim loy legane veloy legazle. Elo lenezokin. What is the halacha of ein shomim loy legane veloy legazle and elo lenezokin? So Rashi says, minag dayonimu shein shomim loy legane veloy legazle. שאם גונה וגוזל בהימו הכלים ונפחסו, אצלוי, אין שומים הנבלו והשבורים לביילים, שיחזר גנה בפחס, דהיינו, that he will pay the difference in between the שבורים, he will use the שבורים to pay back חלק from the חיוב, and the rest he will pay with money, אלו ישלם בהימו שלימו, וכלים מעולים, והשבורים שלוי. So even that we learned in the whole sugya before, פחס נבלו, ביילים מטבלים בנבלו, that you could use the nevele and pay back with the nevele, and the rest you pay with money. Lamosh, if you're mazik, shol shavim mosayim, and the nevele is shavim chamishim. You give the nevele as chamishim, and the rest you pay with money. Abel Omar Shmuel ein shomim loy legane veloy legazlen. We don't make a shuma, just you pay the whole thing, and the shvorim belong to you. Elo le nezokim. And nezokim you do a shuma. Zok Rashi, kiduchsi vehameisi eloy. ואני אומר, אף לשויל. ואבא מוידלי, לבדם דגמור, has a שיילי, בו אילו אוכי כאומר, אף לשויל שומים, like נזיקים, ואבא מוידלי, רב is moided to me, that also in שויל you שומים, אוי דילמה, פקרת. ואני אומר, אף לשויל, אין שומים, like גנב וגזלן, ואבא מוידלי, and רב is moided to me, that שויל also, you know, as if you גנב וגזלן, you don't make a שומה, you cannot use the שמורים. תוש מדה, הוא גבר דה שויל, נגר מחברי, Tavre osel lekamei derav omal izim shalem le'nagre me'alye means don't use the shvorim pay a nagre me'alye. Stam loshon ha'gemor is a shtikul dik dukal. The gemor had to say omal you have to pay the whole price. When the gemor wants to say the whole price, the gemor uses an interesting loshon omal shalem nagre me'alye. You know why these words are exactly say this ganze vol. Shma mino in shom adre b'medamr le'rav kahane v'ravasi le'rav dina ochi. He doesn't have to pay the whole thing. He could use the shvorim v'shosik. Shma min ha'shomim. Isma romaru lo amar ablozor shom legane v'legazen. Rav Popi omar en shom v'ilchas en shomim. Loi legane v'loi legazen, avel shoyel shomim. Ked Rav Kahane v'Rav Asi. Das ist die Gemor. So be'etzem is a interessante Gemor. We'll try to say there to get around to this Gemor. We learn the sugya, the whole Yud Amud Beis, the whole Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, that if you mazik a be'eme, you pay the nevele, and you only pay the rest, the nevele is a tashlum. The Gemara had a tzad to learn it out from a pasuk. Ve'ameisi Eloi zod. The Gemara medafni shavon a pasuk. Yoshim le'rabbi shav kesem afilu subim. You for sure could use it as a tashlum. The Gemara taught that we learn it out from the pasuk. Ve'ameisi Eloi. Out of an ala treife. Out of an ma'ki be'imu yeshalmeno yashlimeno. I don't need a pasuk. It's pasuk. Yoshim le'rabbi shav kesem afilu subim. If you could give the nevele, for sure you have to give the nevele and the rest you pay with money. It's pshit medafni shavon a pasuk. That's the Seder HaDvorim in the Gemara. Pshita, I don't have to have a pasuk. As I just talk in the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, yeah, does it given in Gane, does it given in Mazik? Aber Gane v'Gazle? Ein Shomim. Ein Shomim. And Rashi doesn't say a word. Explain it. This. Why? Why it's different? Rashi schweigt. Say it. Then the Gemara has a side. Was mit Shoyel? Explain it's not him. Rashi sagt gar nicht. Figure out yourself. More from that. Aber nezokim nishta zei. Zogt Rashi, why nezokim nishta zei? V'chsi v'ameisi Eloi. He brings the wrong pasuk. The Gemara said in Yudamud Beis, to use the nevele, misvara I learn out. Hashtag siv yoshim l'rabbe shavakeser afilu subim. Misvara, you could use the nevele. So Rashi doesn't explain why Gane v'gazen is different. What is the suffix in Shoyel? One thing Rashi explains that is wrong. Why nezokim are shomim? So the Gemara said, the reason you could use the nevele, b'daf nisham an pasuk. The Gemara says, Yoshim l'rabbi shav kesef afilu subin. The Gemara says, you know what, you need the pasuk? For pchas nevele. Shmot efun Rashi. So let me say first the Tesis. Tesis, l'chue, took the umnusi shal Rashi here, and Tesis starts. B'shilta neravachoy goris omar shmuel omar liabe. Ve'loi kepirash akuntres de pirash de mina gadayonim kach. B'safes namach leikes. Rashi b'smaimid o desuyif un mina gadayonim ukach. Tesis says that he found the shiltas that dat Shmuel Amaliyabe, veloi kepirush Rashi, geinish mit Rashi von minag adayonim, ashlok de Rashi von minag adayon. Nu, nu. Ein shomim lelegane velelegazen, pirush akuntres, ein shomim anevele vashvorim lebailim, shiyachzir agane vapchas, אלא ישלם באים השלימו וכלים מעולים, והשבורים שלוי. פרק תייס עשה קשה. ואף אגב דקיים אלון יושב לרבי שווה כסף ככסף ואפילו סובים. Not only that Rashi didn't explain himself. The הלוך is נוח יושב. He could pay סובים, so why he can't use the שבורים? תייס עשה, we're not גרס מן הגדיונים. גנב וגזלן שייני. משום דכסיב אשר גוזל כאין שגוזל, הילקח צורך להחזיר הגזילה, אוי דומר, ולא יסו בי. כן, מה שבירושלמי, מניין שישום ללגנב ולגזלן, בן רש, תייס בין דפריס פוסוק כאן, כאשר אין, אשר גוזל, אם כאין שגוזל. נראה בין זה פוסוק כאן גניבה, אומר אבא בר ממל, חיים שניים ישלם, ולא ימייסים, שור גום וחי. עד כדון גניבה גזילה מניין, אומר אבא בר ממל, ואישם הגזילה אשר גוזל, כאשר גוזל. והיינו, so Taisa says it's a drosha. You write it to Yoshiv, obviously a drosha in Gana v'Gazlin that you cannot use the Shvorim. First chelik of Taisa. Then Taisa says, Mamshich, v'haynu taime de Gana v'Gazlin. Konu miyad k'shiyoytze m'shus habaylim. Aval mazik l'nischai evelo k'moy shehizik. The Bible, we don't know what Taisa means, but Taisa says a svore. Gana v'Gazlin, he says, be'etzem, they stole the whole chayfetz. So the minute they have to give back the whole chayfetz, they can't use the Shvorim. Mazik, the Pashas, the words of Taisus, he was only Mazik, the Beini v'Beini. So Mele, he could use the Shvorim. So the Marsha already tells, Taisus bought two droshes, Gane v'Gazlen, Pitom Taisus starts to say Svoras. Chikeuro, the Pasuk is good. V'haynu time, he's saying a Svore, well, he said a droshe. He said a droshe. Asher Gozal ke'ein she Gozal. Chaim Shnaim Yishalem. Pitom you start with Svoras, as if the Marsha. What is the Svoras here? See, the Marsha has a pshat that Lamad Omar Shoyel doesn't have a posuk because the Teis says they have to say Svoras. We'll see, the Stipe says it's missing in four lines in Teisvis. The Teis forgot to write him down. The Teis about Mitzia, so you have to put him in and then you can read the Ainu Taime. So we'll see tomorrow how to read his Teisvis. Stamid Rabin Utam, how to read the Teisvis. Nachzol Rashi. So, but in some Teisvis is Pesach do a Pesach in the Suya, so do a Droshe. Why beganev you can't use the shvorim? Chaim shnaim yishalim. Why begazden? Asher gozal, keim shegozal. He can't give shvorim. He can't use subi. We have here a kasha. Stimas Rashi. The shverkeit is stimas Rashi. Rashi doesn't say gomish. A stimas Rashi. Explain. What is the tzad? We learned the whole sugya before that you could use the nevele for the payment. You come to our sugya, gomish. Explain. Explain Shoyel. What is the Tzdodim? And not only explain. It's doch nicht emes. It's doch Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shavu Kesev v'afilu Subi. So there's one veg. Someone wanted to say Take. It's the Oruch HaShulchan. And the Netziv and the Emek Shaila. They want to say a Pshetel B'das Rashi. That Rashi learns Einechanami Avada Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shavu Kesev v'afilu Subi goes even Begane v'Gazlen. Avada, you could use Subin afilu beganev v'gazlen. So why you cannot use Subin here? Why you cannot pay with Subin? The reason you cannot pay with Subin by our sugi and ganev v'gazlen is minagadayonim. Why Rashi had to say minagadayonim? Hatakona derabonim. There's nothing more to explain. Minagadayonim. The emes is, Torah Misinai says, Avada, you could use Yoshu l'rabi shavu kesef. They didn't want, people will steal. They will use Yedem's chayfetz. And then he takes all of his shmatas in his house and he pays yanim. The world will not have a tikkun. Every ganev will steal. I have to pay back. I have an old closet taken. What? That's a good kasha. But minagadayonim. Minagadayonim. Givaldi kipshat. Minagadayonim. There's nothing to explain. And Rashi. There's nothing to explain. Klal de gemara. Vos mitshoyel. Yo gimachta konem. Nish gimachta konem. Again, there's nothing to explain. There's nothing more to explain. As I said, the Oruch HaShulcha. B'meile, lahaloche, the Shach, and Shin Pei Dalet, and the Goen, and the Machne Ephraim, Paskin lahaloche, lefi Rashi. They don't say that the reason. That you cannot pay Sobim. They Paskin the Rashi. A Ganev steals only money. We got a Ganev to Sugi before, this is Biz Ganev. Ganev, money. Gazlin, money. Only money. If he has shvorim, sell it, zok the shach. Make from it money and pay back. Takonas adayonim, you pay money. Other the chayfetz, other money. Lefi Rashi. Now, lal. This pshat, we'll say first, the chisroinus and the minus of the pshat. The chisroin of the pshat is, I hear that, first they said it because Al Chashulchan said it, because Rashi says golish. Hashmot asa Rashi. But he has another reason. Why Rashi said milagadayonim? Why he made up milagadayonim? So Tesis Taki, let me first mach gishmak. Tesis Taki said that it's not milagadayonim. He had a different girsa. So he had to take a taki bring psukim. It's nishkin kasha why Tesis brought psukim and it didn't. Tesis bismedrash is not milagadayonim. So what is the pshat? He brings psukim. He shlugged the milagadayonim. Shlugged milagadayonim. He has to say, he has to help to make a new pshat. But that's Rashi. What? But the diuk that milagadayonim, the shvach diuk. Even though you wanted to say it alain, the shvach diuk. Why? You know what is the real reason Rashi says milagadayonim? So the emes chomish can suffer does his emes lamito. Why Rashi says milagadayonim? Why Rashi says milagadayonim? What's the pshat? No. Why Rashi says milagadayonim? Rashi poshet. You can't read this gemara poshet. Omar Shmuel. Shmuel said, "Ein shomim leilegane veleilegaze." So Shmuel is talking. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, "En shomim lelegane velegaze elo lenezokim." Vani oimer, who is ani? Who is ani? Ani zochani, who is ani? Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says, "En shomim lelegaze." Vani oimer, and I say, what? He said it before. Omar Shmuel, "En shomim lelegane velegaze elo lenezokim." Vani oimer. Zogt Rashi Ateretz. The first Meimre Omar Shmuel Minagadayonim. Vani Oimer. Lefi Teisus, Omar Shmuel Omar Abe. Vani Oimer. That's his MS. There's no suffix in this. This is the only place in Rashi decided Minagadayonim. I'll explain who the Oruch HaShulchan came. Rashi gifalta Minagadayonim. Vapitov, Eche Teisus. Oh, that's the Oruch HaShulchan. He came to say Shtikl Teire. Shmer Esugim Minagadayonim. Fakel from the Sugim before, that's the Oruch HaShulchan. We know the real reason is Andosh. Poshet, the Pshat HaGemara. You can't read the Gemara. I don't know how someone learned the Gemara without Shtelling in this Gemara. How you read it? So how you read the Gemara of Vani Yoyma? What? The Shita also says Vani Yoyma? Baruch Hashem. Laat. I'm sure. I have to see inside if he says it. Lu Yehi. Yeah? So, so the diuk is a shvach diuk. Let me get back. Lo mezogen about the diuk is. Oh, Chashulchan says a pshat. The Netziv says such a pshat. So lo mezogen a sidah as a pshat. L'chur is a very stark shvach. So min agadayon. In Gneive, in Gzele, in Shor, he has a suffix. Vos mit nezokim. They didn't make him min agadayon. So what Rashi had to explain? Why nezokim not? Kach omru adayonim. Look in Rashi. Aval nezokim. Shom ki nechsi v'hameisi ala. The pasuk is not Yoshif of everyone. It's not a pasuk from Yoshif. You made up a pshat. Minagad ayonim. Ein echadam. It's not a suge before. Minagad ayonim. Af minagad ayonim. Before nishkin kashas. No. Aval ben nezokim. Then nishkin mach minagad ayonim. So it's Rashi. Again, it's a pasuk. So to me Yashif this mahalach v'dorach ha-shulchon. Again, it's a doichak dik mahalach. And it's not a nishta zeh. But the ganze diuk of minagad ayonim. Echom nishkin sofek. That is what Rashi meant, minagadayonim, to say pshat, say the gemore. But lo yehi. Aval chus, ach shvel from the pasuk. So I think the answer is very pashut. If we want to go devar with the mahalach from the Oruch HaShulchan and the Netziv. Is a taz, the taz says a klal, that Chazal will never goyzer when dovor is mefurish in Torah. Lemoshel, the taz explains why Chazal didn't answer ribis akum. Otu ribis Yisrael. Otu ribis Yisrael. Zog the Taz, was steht in Teire, Ladoch Ritashich. When it's Mefurish in Teire, Chazal don't make a Takone straight. And then it's like Rashi and Zokim, they could not make a Takone. Was steht ve Amesi Eloi. And let me to make even a Knetsch. Rab Kivei Eger, though, is Meir, Betech Advorim, that Rashi bought the wrong Pasuk, we said. It's a Shtarke Ore. Lechur, the right Pasuk is Yoshiv L'Rabbe Shove Kesef Afilu Kesef. If we're learning the Sugya, that we're not handling now Pchas Nevele. We're handling if I could use the Shvorim for a payment or not. So, let me say a few tases. Gzeil is a pasuk as nisht. Nezokim I could. Why? Yoshiv l'rabbe shav kesef, afilu subin. And there's no mute. The mute is only b'gneiv of gzeil, and mute is not b'nezokim. steht Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shev Kesev afilu Sobin, Meitav Sodeo, Meitav Kamo Yishalem, Yoshiv l'Rabbi Shev Kesev afilu Sobin. So we have a drosha. Why Rashi brought down the posuk from the Hamesi Eloi? The Teretz is, Yoshiv is a klolus dike, posuk. Sigeit af ala nezikin. So Rashi wants a mefurish posuk that you could use the nevele. Val mefurish in posuk va Hamesi Eloi that you use the nevele. Not a posuk kloli, a posuk partoni, mefurish and mazik, that you're using the nevele, that you could use these shvorim. So b'meile chazal could not make a takone. So again, the first way we're learning Rashi is that be'etzem is a takone de rabbonon. Min ha-gadayonim, and b'shoyel, sigiben ha-tzad, b'meile is nothing what to explain, daf nish mazbu zayin. Min ha-goyelim, tikun ha-oyelim. And the zokim nish giben ha-takone. Rashi just mechazik it with a posuk, but it's mefurish ba-posuk. Another revach with this pshat, like noch amol, this is a deichak deke pshat, and we're not going with this pshat. Aber lo yitzur, as evi this pshat. Is a Rashi in Psochim Daf Lamed Beis. Rashi in Psochim Daf Lamed Beis, the Gemara Dir has a Shaila. The Moshe, when you eat Truma, you have to pay back Truma. You can't pay back money. Now, the Gemara says, how much you pay back? Lefi Mido, Lefi Domim, you ate 5 kilos. You could give back, Lamazogin, very expensive tomatoes, 1 kilo will be worth the same price. Although you have to bring back, you ate 5 kilos, you have to give back 5 kilos. So Rashi says, why the Gemara only klolot on Achilas Truma? The tashlumim become kodesh. Every gazlim, when he pays back, he has to pay back the same shoyr, or you could give a very small shoyr. So the Rashi is not even a shayla. Shteit afilu subin he could pay back. He's not paying back the same. So it's mefurish Rashi, the loike ashach la'aloch lemaise, that gazlim could pay subin. And on suge shteit Rashi, you have to pay money. You can use the shvorim. Don't in Rashi psochin la'adbei shteit, you could pay afilu subin. That a gazlim could pay subin. Lefidis pshat, nishkin kashe. This is what Rashi says, there's no din to give back the same chayfetz. It's takon asashuk, he has to give money, he has to give back a chayfetz. But there's no din dafka the chayfetz. Tashlumei trume is a din the chayfetz. Here is a aloche subin. It's takon asashuk, to give money. So this would be a revach. Again, so the first ma'alach, this is the ma'alach of the Rashuch and the Netziv, as Rashi is a takon at the Rabbonon, this is the stim as a Rashi, and this is minag adayonim. This is a derech ha-godl, so nish mistabe that this is the pshat in Rashi. Nish mistabe, we said Rashi means something else, also we have a kashi from the post. Okay, we gizok me the taz. No, no. Verstehe nicht. If Rashi does, when Taz makes up droshes, I have to tell to what Rashi will answer, droshes that Taz is made up. Who says he does a droshe, bichlo? He does a droshe. You know what you do, kashi ha-godl, the Gemara says, shinu yikoyin, I'll bring you a whole list, merube. We'll learn Meruba, we'll see. All different Zachen. All different Roshas. The Gantz Meruba is, Kein Shigozal Yachzev, Imlaib Shinu Koine. We can't Omru Shinu Koine. So hold Rosh, Vashar Gozal. Rashi doesn't mention it. But I'll say, the Achoyne Shemahalach, that it's Mina Gadayonim, is right. So let me move this Pshat to the side. So what is the second way to learn? Like Tesvus. The second way to learn is like Tesvus. Droshas. Asher Gozal, like you wanted to say, Imkein shegoz al yachzir, or droshe. A droshe, imkein shegoz al yachzir. They have a droshe. Why it's doicha godl moid berashi to learn like that? The reason it's a doicha godl moid berashi to learn like Taisa says bishmoy. Why? We'll shtal the oris. Okay, so the rabbon of the kipshach, we said, achoy nish lemaise. Taisa says two droshes. First kasha is, hashmotas rashi. Two droshes, Rashi didn't explain how someone could figure it out. He learned the sugya Yoshev l'Rabbi Shev Kesev afilu subin, aval gane v'gazan nish, and there's no gemara in Bavli that has a drosha here. So Rashi is hoping that people will figure out that there's a drosha. Taisus took Rashi's avoider here to explain pshat. Ein ore. Second ore, Maish no shoyel. Rashi doesn't explain. What is the suffix? Why shoyel will be different? Meicha Taisus. Mechatesa shoyel will be different. But the third aura is, this is a very stark aura. Rashi and Psochim, steht mefurish, nicht das. The Shachin, they come, they say Tesis, this is a drosha, and they pass in la'alocha that lefi Rashi, you can't pay subin. You have to pay dafka kein shigozal. It's a kegna, Rashi and Psochim. Rashi and Psochim lamid beis, steht klo that you could pay even subin. It's a stiris, in ishtemes. So first we have Ashmotas Rashi. Rashi gonish gizokt av shoyel. And the din is nisht emes. The din is nisht emes. And the fourth aure, Rashi bought the wrong pasuk. And Nezokim, Tirsiva Amesi Eloi, why does it bring down the Pasuk from Yoshiv? So these are four kashas why the Mahalach of Tesis is Nishkin Mahalach Ali Bede Rashi. Again, Stim As Rashi Bichlal didn't bring Psukim. Stim As Rashi of Shoyel. In Tesis we say it's Vahainu Taime, a whole piece to explain what would be the Sofak and Shoyel. Rashi doesn't explain Gornish. The third child is Hakegen Rashi and Psochim. Rashi and Psochim state Klor Yoshiv L'Rabbe Shavakesav Afilu Subin that you could pay Subin as they state in Rashi. State Klor in Rashi that you pay Subin. And then Rashi brings the wrong pasuk. So I'm asking the fourth kasha, the lomdim, Nishnin Gans and Maskim in the fourth kasha. They claim that the ma'ase enochinami. Yoshiv also could say that you could pay subin, but the ma'ase the ma'ase eloi also stated that. So Rashi brought the more mefurish pasuk as meretaf nevele. Like Moritz said before, I definitely show me the pasuk the ma'ase eloi. I could learn it out from Yoshiv. But the Maisa Geret, after we have the Pasuk of Amesi Eloi, you write that the Pasuk is also speaking about Pchas Nevele. But the Maisa state by Amesi Eloi. So Mele Rashi bought the Pasuk. Nishta Zash Starke Ore. Nishta Zash Starke Ore. Aber Seha Ore, Seha Ore. So Tesis Mahalach Sinishkin Mahalach in Rashi. We have a third Pshat in the Sugi. The third Pshat in the Sugi is the Rashbam in Bome Metzie Dav Tzadik Vov. The Rashbam in Bome Metzie Tzadik Vov. Stelz the Zelbe Kashe. What's the pshat in the Gemara? Ain't shomim legane velegazlen. Why not? It's not Yoshiv l'rabbe shavekesev afilu subim. And he brings down, when he says his pshat, he stalls it. He says, "Shteit in the Gemara daf heyomud." This is the first hour of the Rashbam. Shteit in heyomud beis, heyomud aleph, and heyomud beis, and dalamud beis, and heyomud aleph, and babekame, arba ovis nezikim, esrim shloishesu ovis nezikim, esrim ve'arba ovis nezikim. Frei the Gemara. Is no told us. Zog the Gemara, Oves, Le'inyan, Le'shalem, Meitav. One of the Echo Mesrim of Abba Oves and Zikim is a Gazlin. So you could pay Meitav. You tell him he has to pay money? Instead, he pays Meitav. He can't pay Shove Kesef. He can't pay Kol Mile Meitav. V'kol Mile Meitav. V'kol Mile Meitav. You really want that? But this is the Rashbam's Kasha. Says Echo Mesrim Abba Oves, the smash one, all the Esrim Abba Oves and the Zikim are the same. So tell me, the Gemara says, why are they called Oves? So I'll explain to you, it's even more shmer. The Gemara says, why it's called Oves? L'shalem Mimeitav. The Hainu, the Tzadashove from the 24 Oves is L'shalem Mimeitav. All of the Oves, L'shalem Mimeitav, and L'shalem called Milasubin. So he's inside the Oves, and he's not like the Oves. The Parshah of Meitav of Oves says, called Milimeitav. And why the Gazan is in the list, he doesn't have told us. No, but he's in the list that is a Meitav like all of them. Shtachas Nesina Yishalem, everyone pays Meitav. This is the whole sugya. Now you're telling me that Likola Oves called Mila Meitav. Subin Afilu Subin because called Mila Meitav. The Rishtesis learns Pshat Lefirashi that he cannot pay Subin. It's a drosha, Asher Gozal. That he cannot pay subin. The shach paskens la'aloche, he never pays subin. If he doesn't have money, he has to sell the shvorim and make money. As we said, if you did the rabbonim pshat, this is a tekone, that he will not give things from his house. People will steal, use the stuff. Okay, like this, they'll get rid of everything what they have in the house. Every day they will steal and pay it off, la'ad la'ad. And we can't ish. Tekone the rabbonim. Lefi the tesis is a gzira sakosu. Zog the Rashbam, it cannot be a gzira sakosu, it cannot be a tekone the rabbonim. The Gemara says, kol mi le'meitav. And I think, I'll be mechazik that this kash of the Rashbam sishmektzach by mir, so it's a kash even at the Oruch Lashulchan. It's not mashma, the braisa there in the Gemara is mashma that's already nogea to us. It's not like a braisa kadmunis. The Gemara says, Esim Abba, tol rabchir, tol rabbeishir. It's a braisa that was said in Zmala Amiroim to say there was a minagadayonim in between, it changed from daft hei to daft yud aleph. This is a bissel shver, even at the mahalach of the Rabbonon. Someone say, no, the Rabbon maybe was after the Braise. So Nishmi Stavu that the Rabbon was after the Braise. So the Rabbon was not after the Braise. As they fake the Rashbam. Zog the Rashbam, I have a Nupshat. I have a Nupshat. What is my Nupshat? Everyone could pay metaltali. Avad. What is the Pshat? Legabi Pchas. What would be if the Shvorim and the Nevele became worthless after them? I know, I stole the Behemoth. And the Pchas. And now the animal became worthless. There we say, Pchas Nevele, Lemazik, Leganev. Normally we say Pchas Neveile Lenizak. If the Shvarim became wordless, here we say Pchat Neveile Lemazik, Leganev, Legazlen. And why? I don't have Psukim, but I have Lomdus, Zokin Rashbam. The Ganev is Koine Beshinui. So it's his. The Ganev is Koine Beshinui, Bemele, it's his. Be'etzem, everything is the same. Esrim ve'arba oves nezikim are exactly the same. There's no difference. Kol ha'esrim ve'arba oves nezikim are exactly the same. There's no chilik oves nezikim. Esrim ve'arba oves nezikim are the same. No vos. Even that esrim ve'arba oves nezikim are exactly the same, and they have the same halachas, but we have as a halachim. A mazik is mazik, okay? So the halacha is he owes 200, the nevela is worth 50, you take off 50, he's worth 150. Now the nevela becomes worth less, too bad, you already have your 50, now it started to go down by you. Every mazik. Gazlin, I stole the whole chayfetz. Okay, you have already 50. The teretz is, oh, but val is not the same, shinu koine. The say by ganav shinu koine is that the bailim doesn't have a right to ask for it back. The ganav could hold on to it. That's the halacha of shinu. Mazik, when I break someone's house, there's no shinu koine. It's his house. Even if I burn someone's chayfet. He's dead. This is the shinui. That's the case. Givendo ha-shinui. There's no tzad like you. I'll explain to you in a second why. There's no tzad like you. Chaim, in a second, there's no tzad like you. You can't be right. I'll explain to you why you cannot be. You can't find a case that you'll be right. I'll explain to you why in a second. I'll explain to you why you cannot be right. In a second, I'll explain it. So Be'etzem is the same, Zog the Rashbam. No Takonot Rabbono, no Droshes. Boshet B'mitzias, Val the Ganev is Koinet. So now it's in the Ganev Zekheshvim. So he has to pay. Because money doesn't pay. We made it. Pchas Nevele, Lemazik, Legazlan. Zog the Rashbam. What I'm saying, it's a Gemorin, Daf Tzadik Dalet. It's a Gemorin, Daf Tzadik Dalet. The Gemorin says, and Daf Tzadik Dalet, Zog the Gemorin, Ve'omar Shmuel and Shomim Loy Leganev Loy Legazlan. Zogt Rashi and Daf Tzadik Dalet. Look in Rashi and Daf Tzadik Dalet. Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph. Look in Rashi. Rashi said Pshat and Daik Gemore, word by word like the Rashbam. Ein Shomim beperek Rishon gabe Bailim Metaplim Benevele. Bailim Metaplim Benevele. I think Bailim Metaplim Benevele is Yud Amud Beis. But Rashi says Ein Shomim Daf Metaplim Benevele. I couldn't find it in Daf Yud Aleph. Bailim Metaplim Benevele. These words. Look in Rashi, Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, the last Rashi in the Amud. Where is Ein Shomim? You know where is the sugi of Ein Shomim? But Rashi, Parak Rishon, the sugi of Metaplim Benevele. I know Metaplim Benevele is Yudamud Beis, and today we started a new sugi of Ein Shomim. No Shaykh is one sugi to the other. But Rashi decides to make a shidduch though. The Parak Rishon, Reb Nochem Gimel a whole shiur klali of this line in Rashi. The Parak Rishon got Bailim Metaplim Benevele. Where is the sugi of Ein Shomim? Not emitting the sugi from Bailim Metaplim Benevele. Omar Shmuel, the Nezokim, who the Shomim is a Nevele le Nizek? Umoisif ala Mazik at Shemesham le Nizkoi. Aval Gane ve Gazlin, Shenot lu Beheim ve Meiso e Kichsho, Ein Shomim is a Nevele le Shelohim. Ve Mishal lu Beheim ve Maalye, Al Meshinu y Koine! Al Meshinu y Koine! Do you say this? Of Shinu y Koine? So the Rashbam, Be'etzem is the Suya, I'm just saying the Rashi, but it's Metumtzes Dotin and Rashi. So the Rashbam says, I have a pshat. You know the pshat in the sugi here? Be'etzem is the same b'cheshmin. Obaval shinu koine. You know, it's a shinu de b'meile, shinu b'yodayim. Obaval the shinu is koine. So b'meile the behemoth belongs to the gazlin. B'meile even, so what is the sugi? Why he could, Zogdi Rashbam says, Avali could pay with it. He could pay with tzubim. Avali could pay with it. Oh, but it's his. B'meile, before he gave it to the guy, he went down in price. It's his loss. So Avada, you could pay with nevelis, you could pay with tzubim. You could pay with Tzubim. It's not enough to pay with Nevelis. The Shmuel said, Be'etzem, the Halacha of Shinu Koine. Shinu, what? But the Rashbam explains it. It doesn't have Shulchan Rashbam. Look at this, that's Tzadik Dalet and Tzadik Vav and Metzia. The Rashbam explains how it goes also in Shoyel. Now, Zog the Rashbam there, so I don't have to explain it even B'chai Gavne, that Pchas. I could say even better from Pchas. Not Dafka that the price went down. Because Loshon HaGemora is not so mashma that after the price went down. Zog the Rashbam, the Shaila is Azeh. In a mazik, when you mazik a shoyer, and the nevela is worth 50. So Beis Din come over to you, what they tell you? How much you have to pay now? What? What Beis Din will tell you? How much you have to pay? You mazik a shoyer, shoyer Mosayim, the nevela is 50. How much Beis Din will tell you to pay? 150. And a gazlan, he stole the behemah, and the nevela is worth 50. What Beis Din will tell him to pay? 200. he could use the nevele. Now that he could use. The Fidei Rashbam, you're allowed to use the nevele. But they have a better idea. Tell him, pay 5 pillows, 10 blankets. Pay 200. If he will try to pay metaltanim, we can't stop him. Bezin don't try to give him advice. He could give blankets and pillows. Avadanisht. Bezin will not tell him to pay the nevele. You owe him 200. Bezin don't have to try to give him 80. You could get rid of the nevele. You owe him 200. Is that halacha when you owe money? Shavakesa, filu subim. Bezin don't have to tell you how you could do it. So the Rashbam does it in the machlekes. If shavim leshoyel, so the halacha is they will tell him he could give the nevele. And a mazik, they tell him pay 150. They don't tell him pay 200. Here, and shomim legane velegazlin. His mazik, his pshat. You tell him pay 200. You pay 200. This is what you're telling him. You pay 200. Again, so it's two nefkiminis. One nefkimina is, if Basin will give him an eight, says, look, the Rashbam. I'll say, taste of a mitzir, tzadik vov amud beis. Says, look, the Rashbam. So, Barazay Kumtois, and Zog the Rashbam, I have a riot to my pshat. Because if not, why this sugya is here in the Fudalef? The whole sugya is a pchas nevele. If it's a sugya of Yoshiv Lerabesh of a Kesav Afilu Subim, Sigven Gishmaker in the sugyas of Meitav to shtub the sugya Arayan. Okay, this will be a sugya in Meitav. Mashma, that it's a part of the sugya here. Rav Nochum said, and Mashma Rashi also gichapzach, that it's one sugya. You have a sugya de betablim ben avele. So again, that Rashi learns like the Rashbam Mekenish. Rashi didn't speak that the price went down. Rashi doesn't speak if you could use it or not. Rashi stayed klor, tzorich l'shalem loy, behemo shleimo, vekeilim meulim, vehashvorim sheloy, stayed klor in Rashi that you cannot pay it. So for sure he doesn't mean the Rashbam. Aber Ravada, we have the Rashbam's kashas, the three kashas of the Rashbam. That the Rashbam added to the list. One kasha is, it's a gemara in daf hei amud beis. 24 avis nezikim v'shalem emeitav. You can't tell me it's a gzeres akosim. You can't tell me it's a posuk. You can't tell me it's a derabonon. So ha gemara l'shalem emeitav. Second kasha is, Rashi himself and daf tzadik dalet is mazbir the sugya ven shomim al meshinu koine. What is the shaykh is the shinu koine or shinu eina koine? The sugya said, I can't pay with it. I have to pay him 200. Is it right that Shinu koine? Maybe Shinu is not koine, but I'm mechuyev to give him 200 because I have to give him money. Is it right that Shinu koine? And I'll mechazik the ruach advorim. Before the Gemara had a tzad, if you remember, Yudom would base tchilas asugye. Now we're in safe asugye, but tchilas asugye baili metapli menevele was a tzad that every mazik has to pay 200 and he can't pay with the nevele. Toi rachzeh mutal ala mazik. So the Gemara pshita Yoshi if he could pay with the nevele. I'm asking you, Lefidus al Kedaitor, that he could not pay with an Avela. Oh, is a Raya, Shinu Koine? Lefidah have a minute that a Mazik cannot pay with an Avela. Would be a Raya for Shinu Koine? No. I'm Mazik, I have to pay 200. I can't use the Avela. So the Gemara Pshita, Yoshiv, I could pay an Avela. But Lefidah have a minute, no Shachet to Shinu Koine. So how we have a Raya from Shmuel that Shinu Koine? Lefidah Rashbam, it's very good. This is the whole name of Shmuel. Well, it's Allah Hashem goes as Shinu is Koine. Everything stayed the same. There was a new Chiddush. But the problem is Rashi himself is masked as that Gemara and that Tzadik Dalet. How that Gemara fits? And the third kash is that it's Zog the Rashbam, it's a part of this Sugya. Why it's a part of this Sugya? It doesn't seem to be a part of the Sugya. So, Kum Tais Hazeh. Let me mind where we're holding. Be'etzom, we're learning a Sugya from the Enshomim Legane Velegazle. And we started the vow today to shtel the horeh b'das Rashi. We have shver and Rashi. There's three mahalchim in the sugi that we know that all of the three is not Rashi's pshat lechure. There's a mahalach in Rashi that it's a derabonon, and we gained the lotion of minag adayonim, but we said it's a adoichak dike pshat, it's a adoichak dike pshat, to say that it's a derabonon. We had a pshat like thesis that it's a gzeres hakosuv. We said hashmotas Rashi, tzufil, the ganze sugi is hashmotas Rashi, ein shaile. And now and then we have the second shaila is, Rashi in B'Psochim Tzalamit Beis says, Klo, that you could pay Subim. Now we will add the questions, it's against the Gemara and Afei, that you could pay Subim. Mikeni Zogin Hazei. Then we say, Lechure, why it's here, the Rashbam's Kasha, why it's inside the Sugi, it's in the wrong place. Onishkin Shaykh is to the Sugi. And Rashi himself inside the Gdalit said that it belongs to the Sugi. And then the fifth hour is what Rabbi Kiva Eger is Moira. Rashi brings the wrong posuk from Vameisi Eloi. I'm asking, nicht as a starke kashe. Aber zu schwer, zu schwer. And Rashi doesn't say gornish and only one wrong posuk in the sugya. Was is the pshat in Rashi? And as David Rashbam, it's avada nishmashma in Rashi. Avada nishmashma in Rashi. Avada nishmashma in Rashi. So what is the pshat in Rashi? And Echzot, before we say the pshat in Rashi, the shach la'aloche, the goyen la'aloche, the machnefraim la'aloche, all of them are learning like the first two pshatim, the last pshat, avada Rashi didn't say. Rashi doesn't say the Rashbam's pshat. That they learn la'aloche lefi Rashi by a gazlan, you have to pay only money, other the chayfetz, and you cannot pay. And you cannot pay subim. And even if you don't have money, you have to sell the metaltalin that you have, turn it to become money, and pay with it. Because das is shitas Rashi. This is what they paskin in Rashi. But we cannot learn like that. L'chur, we cannot learn like that. L'chnar, we cannot learn like that. So Reb Nochem comes with a new pshat b'das Rashi. Again, we need a lomdash pshat in Rashi. But mitzad sheni, we need a pshat that will fit in Rashi, that Rashi could have said it in silent, without no words. Yeah. We need to explain a festive pshat in Rashi that is written down, because Rashi doesn't say gomish. We say, for sure Rashi doesn't mean minaget ayonim, for sure he doesn't mean thesis. I say, it's gishmak to say minaget ayonim, thesis, shitos, it was choylik. I'll say gishmak, it's teir alach. But it's not pshat in Rashi. I'm saying, b'mechilef in Dorach Shulchan, meaning, but it's not pshat in Rashi. And thesis pshat again, b'mechilef in thesis, it's a sheni pshat, but l'chur, it's not in Rashi. And it's too much kashas. And again, even if Tesis we wanted to say it in Rashi, after we have Rashi in Psochim, we know it's not Emes. L'chur, Rashi says Klor in Psochim. So don't have Nochem kum mit ha'ayinfar. So I'll say Tchila Sadvorim. The Tchila Sadvorim is, b'das Rashi, inside Be'ez Hashem, Tchila Sadvorim b'das Rashi is, as Rashi Shita is, Avada, Rashi learns that Ganev and Gazlan are not different from Alem Azikim. Are not different from Alem Azikim. So, Yoshev L'Rabbi Shavu Kesef Afilu Subin Avada, we can be choylik on that. Rashi is handling in a case that a person has money. And a person that has money, and the aloha is, when a person has money, Shitas Rashi is Kesef O Meitav. Kesef O Meitav. Only if you don't have money, then you could pay down back B'Shar Dvorim. Kozman, you have money, you have to pay dafka with money. Again, avada, it's not easy to say that. No, aber nezokim, but the nezokim is nishta zay. It needs no chapshat. It's not, very good. Oh, that's what you were trying to say before Shmuel. Yeah, Rashi holds, when you have money, you can't pay subin. Aber nezokim is nishta zay. And nezokim is nishta zay. And nezokim is nishta zay. So, fakert. The kivun would be that Rashi learns b'kol ha'tirekulo misvore, you have to pay money or meitav. Meitav is also lekatchile. Meitav is a different parsha. You pay other meitav, other money. Yeah, you pay meitav, other money. Other when you have money, you even can't pay meitav. Fakert, or be a chidush here that ben nezikim, you could pay the nevele even if you have money. Now we'll have to explain why. If Rashi has such a sheet that when you have money, it comes before Meitav, why the Zukim is not like that? Okay? It's a drosha. So Rashi is a drosha though. So it's a drosha. And Brerat. Nezokim is the shverer one. Nezokim is the shverer one. The Yoshiv cannot be a Eitzah here. Because Yoshiv goes on everyone. Again, we'll have to explain. I want to omel on it. Again, the kivun has to be lefi Rashi that when I have money, I can't pay Meitav. I can't pay Subin. Now Rashi cannot bring back the pasuk from Yoshiv. Rashi can't bring back the pasuk from Yoshiv. Yoshiv is a pasuk klali. Rashi has to bring back a pasuk. Avadi will have to explain it, and miyad after we'll have to answer. The Gemara said before that I don't need the pasuk. Now Rashi needs the pasuk. So midaf mai means that. But does it source of the shmeise? There's nothing more to explain, Zok Rashi. It's pasuk. It's glat. It's en malas bir. Nezokim is the only one you have to explain. Yes, it's a drosha nezokim nishtozer. The first of the Mahalchim is, in Ganev is different. The Rabbonon. In Ganev is different. Shnayim Yishalim. In Ganev is different. Shinu Koine. Rashi is in Ganev is not different. Ganev is straight. Nezokim is different. Rashi is Chabad Roshe. Chabad Roshe. Nezokim is different. It's Shpet.